When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The Mark Arum Show is performed before a live studio audience.
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome to the show, and a good Monday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:08 after 7. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Gang all here tonight. Deborah Green produces the show. Longoria, the stoic Eskimo, no longer on the other side of the takeout window. He's in a studio far, far away. We'll talk about that in just a second. Low-T Chuck might screen your calls tonight. I don't know if we're going to have calls tonight. So real quick, before we get into tonight's show, we are redoing the main studio here at WSB Radio, the Mark Arum Show studio. I'm calling it that from now on. So Longoria is now at a satellite studio a couple doors down, so I don't see him. So if the show sounds wonky today, that's because. I'm going to blame that on that. If we do take calls, Chuck, you can take calls now, but you can't go on the air.
Right.
All right. Yeah. And can we get his mic on? Is your mic not on?
It's on.
Oh, there we go. All right, good.
Everybody knows.
See,
like,
it's going to be wonky.
Yeah.
So,
but yes, I can. I can
bear
run
with
in there
us.
And.
But luckily for you, we're only on for an hour, because at 8 p.m. we're going to go back to Sean Hannity in Singapore, and then at 9 p.m. we are going to go live to ABC Radio News with special coverage of the North Korea summit. I do want to discuss that tonight in the show. Real quick, weekend wrap up. Deb Green, producer of the Mark Arum Show. Good weekend. Any highlights you want to share?
I went up to Nashville to check out the Rolling Stones exhibit.
Wow.
Very cool.
Nashville's really, where's the Rolling Stones exhibit?
In the Music Hall of Fame. It's just one of the little traveling ones they have there.
They have a Music Hall of Fame there?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Music City.
All right. Oh, I'm thinking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is in Cleveland.
Right.
Believe Land. Chuck, good weekend. Anything good?
Yeah. Birthday party. Other than that, just taking care of the kid.
All right. Longo, if you can hear me.
Yes, I can.
Oh, hey. What's up, Longo?
There he is.
How was your weekend, buddy?
That was okay. I didn't do anything.
Nothing exciting? Mm-hmm. No preschool graduations?
No, nothing like that.
I had a big eating weekend. I just ate all weekend.
Yes, I followed your Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I did. And I got a foot massage on Saturday.
Weird.
Yeah. It was date night. We went out to dinner, and then we didn't really know what to do. It was National Rosé Day. We were with another couple.
Is that a wine?
It is a wine.
Okay.
And I really didn't want to go to a bar. I'm like, go to Publix, buy a bottle of rosé, and we'll go get foot massages.
That was your idea?
Yeah. Because they wanted to go to some bar.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I was so stuffed.
Either.
Well, I mean.
Was it the Backstreet Boys song playing in the background?
Exactly. Exactly. My girlfriend likes foot massages a lot. So I was like, let's treat the ladies to foot massages. And then they could drink rosé. And me and the other dude got them. And it's fine. But it was a good weekend. Before we get to North Korea, I want to just talk about Jamie Dupree. If you missed Atlanta's Morning News. Oh, before I get into that, the Korea stuff. I laid out tonight's coverage. This is big. This is big news. It's going to go deep into the night. So if you don't get all of the news about the Korea summit, the North Korea summit, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News starting at 4:30. We will have complete coverage on that. Because, you know, there's a big time difference there. Like 12-hour time difference. So it's 7 a.m. there. So by the time they get cooking, we're all going to be asleep. But don't worry, tomorrow morning when you wake up, we'll have the very latest on Atlanta's Morning News. So check in there. All right, Jamie Dupree, if you missed the morning news today or any of the newscasts throughout the day, really, really good news for Jamie Dupree. So as you know, Jamie Dupree has suffered from a problem with his voice. I forgot the name of the technical term, but his tongue isn't working properly and he can't speak more than a word or two. And I don't know if you saw when he's come to the station, in order to talk, he has to have a pen in his mouth. He can only say a couple of words.
Keep the tongue in.
And I mean, Jamie Dupree is the absolute best. And as a radio guy, to lose your voice and not even lose your voice, your ability to speak, it's so frustrating for him. And I'm sure for all the listeners. So, Cox Media Group, the company that we work for, did what I think is an amazing thing. They tried to find a solution to get Jamie's voice back on the air, because think about the amazing election season that we just came through. I mean, that's the Super Bowl of Jamie's career, and he couldn't go on the air to report on him. It was heartbreaking to know he has all these great stories, all these great sources, and yes, he's providing us information in blogs and in Twitter, but I mean, as a radio guy, you want to be on the air delivering these stories, and he wasn't able to do it, and he's seen experts all over the country, and Cox Media Group found a company, I think in Europe.
Overseas.
Yeah.
Like Germany or something like
that. That basically took all of Jamie Dupree's audio archives. Jamie's a smart dude. He saved every one of his interviews, all his reports. They just pushed all that into a system. And now, through the thanks to technology, Jamie's going to be able to type reports out, and this machine will spit out an audio report so we can hear Jamie back on the air now. Longoria, if you have that, can you play what Jamie yes. Dupree 2.0 is what they're calling, what it's going to sound like?
I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington.
This will not be just a photo op.
As President Donald Trump gets ready for this historic summit meeting.
I think I'm very well prepared.
The president says his goal is simple.
They have to denuke. If they don't denuclearize, that will not be acceptable.
So when you turn on the radio and hear me say, I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, it really is me behind those words. But it will be a computer-generated synthesis of my voice.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I mean, I know it's choppy, of course, yeah. And the technology is still. But just to hear, I mean, we're going to be able to hear Jamie's reports on the radio right now. And let me just tell you, I know the listeners have a personal relationship with Jamie because that's the way radio is. You feel very connected to someone who's been on the station for as long as anyone of you have been listening. Probably, he truly is the nicest guy ever. I'm so happy that he is going to be able to get his stories out on the radio now. It's mind-blowing that this is going to happen. And Captain Herb predicted this years ago, by the way. He used to tell me, someday, boo-boo, they're going to take all my reports, put them in a computer, and then have every report I ever did, and they're not going to need me. They're going to fire me, and they'll just play this. And he was, well, they didn't, you know, apart from the hiring part, he was right. They have the technology now to take all of Jamie's words and put them together. I'm curious if there's a word that they don't have, what are they going to do? Like, I'm sure he's never said low-T Chuck
in any
of his reports. So if he has to report on you for some reason, hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
I wonder how they're going to do words that that he hasn't ever said on the radio before. So it'll be interesting to see.
I think they can cut it. I think those programs are getting to the point they can cut them up into syllables.
Just syllables.
And start to mash it together. And I'm sure as this goes along, it'll get smoother and smoother.
I'm going to send him some words.
Send him some words.
Some funky words that he's never said. Just to see what happens.
Just to see how it sounds.
Real quick, though, to Jamie Dupree's credit, I mean, he's the best in the business. He has been such a valuable resource to us in the station and me personally. So back when I was doing a talk show in Connecticut, I would email Jamie, and he would talk to the Connecticut congressman for me and the senators and get me audio for my Connecticut show. When I was doing work at our sister station in Orlando, WDBO, he'd get me audio from the Florida legislation. Anytime I need audio for the Mark Arum show here in Atlanta, he'll get it for me. He's just an amazing dude. If it's 2 a.m. and I have a legislative question or an election question, email him, gets right back. He's a consummate professional, a great friend, and a great guy, and I'm so happy for him to be back on the air. That being said, I don't know if you follow his Facebook feed or his Twitter comments. Mm-hmm. The stuff that he has to deal with is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that people think that he is a biased reporter.
I always ignored all that stuff.
It drives me crazy. And I know Jamie, it probably doesn't bother Jamie because he knows he's not biased. But if you think Jamie Dupree is biased, the problem is with you. You need to really think about your worldview. If you think Jamie Dupree, the pros pro, the consummate reporter, Mr. Middle of the Road, the guy that just gives you the facts, if you think he is biased in any way, you need to seek help. You need to look inward because you are so wrong. Point in case, Paul Ryan today tweeting out his well wishes to Jamie. Johnny Isaacson. Members on both sides of the aisle respect Jamie Dupree. They know he gives you the straight. There's no spin with Jamie Dupree. He is just the facts jack kind of guy. So if you're listening to me now and you think there's any bias in Jamie Dupree reporting, and I say this with an open heart, and I say this because I want you to live a better life and a less sour life. If you think Jamie Dupree is biased one way or the other, you need counseling. You need help. You need to look inward and make some changes in your life.
Two things I'll say on that. One, the man's never voted. He doesn't vote because he doesn't want people to think that he has a side. He specifically stays out of it. And two, since he lost his voice, he cuts through a lot of the reporters, and congressional leaders on both sides will go to him off to the side, A, because it's easier for them to communicate because he has to show it, you know, on a little board and write out his questions and stuff. But two, because they know that he's just going to give you what he says in the context of whatever he's asking, and that's it. And he's not going to write some weird headline. He's not going to put a lot of his opinion and stuff. They seek him out because of that.
Yeah, he is true blue, and he's an amazing reporter, an amazing asset. We at WSB Radio, WSB TV, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution are lucky to have him because, you know, if there is a bright side to Jamie losing his voice, he's been able to do more print stuff, you know, the blogs and the tweets and what he gets. So we've all benefited for decades with Jamie Dupree being our Washington correspondent, and now it's going to be nice to hear Jamie Dupree 2.0 back on the air. So I'm very happy for him. I'm very happy for the station, and I'm very happy for the listeners of Atlanta because there's nobody like him. There's no other local station in the nation has a Washington correspondent like this for our benefit. Like, he gets the scoop for us. He is unbiased as they come. He is what true journalism is all about. And listen, you folks on social media, you start trolling him, I've had enough. I'm going to start hitting back. That's your warning. All right, I just wanted to get that out there. We'll talk about the North Korea summit. I do want to talk about Anthony Bourdain's passing. I talked to you a little bit about it on Friday's show, but over the weekend, it really sunk in to me how big I felt that loss, which is kind of weird. So, Longoria, let's play some. This is the theme song to Bourdain's, what was his current show, Parts Unknown on CNN, one of my favorite shows on television. We'll preview the North Korea summit. We might get it a movie Monday, but I want to talk about Jamie Dupree and Anthony Bourdain when we come back on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum, MarkArum, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. With you for an hour on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Welcome back to the show, 725, 68 soggy degrees on Peachtree Street. Mark Arum with you till 8, then Sean Hannity, then a special North Korea summit production from ABC Radio News. Your thoughts on the great news that is Jamie Dupree 2.0. The man's voice will be heard back on WSB Airwaves. Very excited. Your thoughts at 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I'm going to try to take calls on the new system. Longoria, if I screw up, I apologize. I think I pushed this button, and we can talk to Pat in Woodstock. Pat, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey. Oh, what a blessing to hear that. That's so wonderful.
Isn't that great?
Yes. I have listened to WSB for almost 50 years.
Wow.
I'm almost 75. And I have to tell you, I grew up with Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite, Huntley Brinkley, Walter Winchell, all those greats, you know, in the announcing area, and he is just like that. He is so refreshing. I have to say, I've heard some of the greats, and he is right there with them.
He is absolutely here. I couldn't agree with you more. Pat, you sound so young. Are you sure you're the age you're telling me?
Well, I have so many grandchildren, I have to stay young.
You sound like a millennial. I really, you know, you do sound like, I mean, you sound very young, but I echo your statements exactly. I mean, Jamie Dupree I wish, I'm not downgrading any other reporters out there, but I wish everyone was like Jamie Dupree. I mean,
me too.
Yeah.
Oh, you are too, though. You are too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Pat.
Absolutely. Most of you are right in there. You'll give both sides and get let us be sincere. Give us some creative thinking, and it's nice.
Exactly.
Really appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Pat, thank you for sharing that. Look at that. We got the first call on with the new software, and it worked. And it was a good call, which is always a pleasure. We'll come back. More of your calls. Again, Jamie Dupree's voice back on WSB Airwaves thanks to technology and his amazing work ethic. Jamie Dupree 2.0. When we come back, we'll take more calls on that. I want to talk about Anthony Bourdain's passing, and we'll preview the North Korea summit as well. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. With you till 8 p.m. tonight, this is the Mark Arum Show on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Hi, everybody. This is Rachel Feinstein. I love the Mark Arum Show. I think Mark is the best Jew in all the land.
It's so good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 7:37, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum and gang at your beck and call till 9 in the p.m., except for tonight. We're on till 8 p.m. Sean Hannity from Singapore, and then at 9 p.m. a special ABC News presentation of the North Korea summit. Again, we're 12 hours behind, so it's 7:37 a.m. in North Korea. If you don't stay up for the summit, I don't blame you. You'd like to sleep. I like to sleep as well. Don't worry. We have you covered. We'll have all the updates tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News starting at 4:30 a.m. and updates throughout the night. In the overnight hours with our buddy Mark Aylwine. Got an email from Jamie Dupree in the break. Wanted to thank all the listeners for their kind words. It's really, really cool. I'm very excited. You want to read about the whole story about Jamie's process to get to Jamie Dupree 2.0, you can go to wsbradio.com and check out the Jamie's blog there. And it gives you like a kind of a step-by-step process of how it all came together. And hopefully someday we'll figure out what's going on with Jamie's voice, and you'll hear the old Jamie Dupree back on the air. But right now, we're very happy to have Jamie Dupree 2.0. All right, let's preview the Korean summit, the North Korean summit. President Trump and Kim Jong-un, first time ever United States president is meeting with the leader of North Korea. This is a big, big deal. I want your thoughts on that. What do you want to happen? What do you expect to happen? What do you think will happen? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. A funny thing, Longoria, before the show, I was talking to Dave Baker, host of the highly rated Home Fix-It show before the air, and he raised a great point.
Okay.
How much pressure is on the translators at this summit?
Oh, I know.
Because from what we're hearing, it's just going to be President Trump and Kim Jong-un in one room with translators. Like, Pompeo's not going to be there. The other dignitaries, it's just going to be mano-a-mano with a translator for each of them.
Yeah, Loti and I were just talking about that earlier, about how, you know, how weird it is to have to talk to a translator to get your point across to the other person and then listen back, you know.
I find it hard to believe, Deb, maybe you could do some research on this, that Kim Jong-un doesn't know English. Right, I mean, he went to school in Switzerland. He was educated in the West.
Well, that would have been French, though, right? Switzerland.
But it was an international school, so I don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he does know French. I don't know. I just thought he likes basketball and Dennis Rodman. You would think he would know English, at least watching from the NBA telecast.
I heard that he really loves American like 80s music too, so he's into karaoke. So he's got to know that English.
So the whole summit will be 80s lyrics.
Yes,
it'll be Def Leppard lyrics. But I thought Baker made a great point. Can you imagine, like, I hope they didn't get the translators on Groupon or something. Like, I hope they actually paid for good money for good translators, because that would be bad. A bad translator and World War III starts, you know. Mr. Trump, President Trump, Kim Jong-un just said he would like to take your wife for the weekend. What? What is he talking? No. He wants to visit your wife. You know, like just a bad thing like that could dump this whole process off a cliff. So what are your thoughts on the North Korea summit? What do you expect and what are you hoping for? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Listen, the fact that it's happening to me is good news. I'm a little concerned that the president has said he's going to know in a minute whether or not it's going to work. I wish he would have a more open mind. This isn't selling a condo in New York City. This is big diplomacy kind of thing. So I hope I hope they both exhibit patience because, you know, it's going to be an awkward situation. If indeed that they have to go through the translators for the whole thing, it could be, you know, a lengthy process to get what you want to say out. But my fingers are crossed. I hope it's fantastic. I hope that North Korea decides to give up their nuclear weapons. I think that would be a major coup, not only for the president, but a great thing for world peace. If we can talk Kim Jong-un off the ledge, get him to give up his nukes and stop being a brutal dictator and feed his people, I think that'd be a great thing. So I'm cautiously optimistic. I am certainly hoping for the best. I just hope President Trump allows the meeting to breathe a little bit. You know, he said he hasn't prepared, and he'll know within a minute whether or not this is going to happen. I wish he would. You know, it could be a minute in, they could still be doing the salutations and the translation. So let it breathe. I know, Mr. Trump, you're not listening, but in case you are on the WSB radio app, let it breathe a little bit. Don't be rushed. You know, don't hurry this along. You're not selling a condo. This is world peace. This is something that can take time. So just let it hang out there for a little bit. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Brian joins us in Kennesaw. Brian, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Mark, man. Great show, dude.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm the average guy, and I just get a feeling about this meeting. And I just feel like Trump just wants to sit down with the dude and say, hey, man, are you ready to come out of the dark ages? Are you ready?
Yeah.
And he's going to get a feeling for it, you know? And I guess, you know, there are nuclear weapons involved and all this crap. But I just feel like Trump just wants to sit down with him and say, dude, are you ready to crawl out of that cave? Because they're so poor, man. They can't do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, the sanctions not only that we have, put on them, but the rest of the world. I mean, really, yeah. The only thing they can get, anything off the peninsula is from China. So if China can't get it to them, they're not getting it. So
That's exactly right.
And if I was President Trump, you know, I don't know if you saw the coverage, but Kim Jong-un went to Singapore early, hit the clubs, walked around town. Like, he usually can't leave the country like that, right? Because, you know, there's not many countries that will allow him in. I would play that angle up. I'm like, dude, if you chill out, you can go anywhere in the world you want and party like a rock star. Like, you can go to Paris. You can go to New York City. So I would play up that angle. Like, you know, you've got all this power and this money. Enjoy it. Like I did in the 80s and 90s. Exactly.
And so the balance will be how do you become a prosperous country, yet at the same time figure out how you're going to do a so-called democracy, or are you going to do a dictatorship? You know, that's going to be the balance. How do you keep, because he'll want to keep the power. How do you keep the power yet let your people prosper? Because, you know, they're when they come into enlightenment, so to speak, and they start getting information, they're going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know?
You're exactly right, because I don't know if you've ever seen, CNN did a really good documentary on North Korea, and I forgot it's this little blonde kid reporter. He can't be a day over 29 years old, but he's like CNN's embedded reporter in North Korea. And he did this documentary and he talked to like normal Koreans, North Koreans on the street. And they're like, what do you think about the United States? And like this one lady's like, I want to burn their land. And he's talking to these kids, like they're 11 or 12 years old. He goes, what do you think about Americans? He goes, and the kid's like, I want to shoot them all. So the question is, if we do repair relations with North Korea, how long will it take for the North Korean people to be like, oh, okay, no, Americans are okay.
But you have to keep in mind, Mark, you have to keep in mind that if they're on TV and they say, oh, I want to get to know Americans, I want to do this or that, then they're a target. They have to say, I want to shoot Americans. They
you're absolutely right.
Americans.
And the reporter said off camera, like the woman that said, I want to burn all their land, he said after they turned the camera off, she was super nice and invited them over to her house for food and everything. So I hope that's it. But it's going to be an interesting dynamic to see, you know, what the North Korean people, and there's already apparently The propaganda in North Korea has already started softening in the last couple of weeks on United.
Don't you think though that Kim Jong, he looks like I think he wants to be Trump. I really do. I think he looks at Trump and he says, "Dang, dude, this guy's an opportunity. He's a billionaire." I think he wants to be him, and so that's why I think he wanted to meet him. And we'll see where it goes, you know.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the best. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll find out here on WSB Radio. You'll hear all the reaction live. Again, Sean Hannity coming up at 8 o'clock, and then a special report from ABC Radio News at 9. Full coverage tomorrow morning on Atlanta's Morning News starting at 4:30. You know what? If I was the president, I'd be like, listen, I know North Korea is not going to be a democracy, but why don't you just do like a Putin democracy, you know, where you have the elections, but Putin gets 97% of the votes. You can keep all your power. Just chill out. Stop with the nukes. Enjoy all that you have. I mean, you're a dictator. I mean, if you're going to be a dictator, enjoy being a dictator. Not the killing part, but like the other stuff. The palaces.
The ruling.
Yeah, the ruling. The palaces and the food and he's not starving, by the way. But, you know, just all the benefits of being a dictator. Enjoy the dictatorship while you can. Because, I mean, if this goes sideways, you know, Kim Jong's got to, he's going to go from a dictator to 6 feet under real quick. So, listen, hopefully the president will convey what he wants to convey and everything will be all right. All right, when we come back, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I do want to talk about Anthony Bourdain's passing. If you want to chime in on the North Korea summit, again, just hours away here, where President Trump and Kim Jong-un sit down face-to-face and hopefully the best translators in the business will be at that table making sure things go right. A lot of pressure on those translators. I pray for the translators more than anything. Don't screw this up, translators. Don't screw this up. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK on Twitter and Instagram, at Mark Arum. We'll talk Anthony Bourdain and North Korea summit when we come back. This is The Mark Arum Show. All right, final segment of the show. Then we're going to Sean Hannity in Singapore. Got a couple of quick calls on before we jump out of here. Chris joins us on the Mark Arum Show. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mark. How are you? I love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
And I've got two points. One, North Korea and this problem's been going on for, 65, 70 years.
Yes.
And nobody's been able to figure it out. But all of a sudden, because Donald Trump got a meeting going on with this guy, everybody's giving him advice of what to do and what not to do. Well, if everybody knows what to do and what not to do, how come they haven't done it yet?
Well, I think it's a difference in diplomacy policy. So the main reason why no leader, and you could say this is right or wrong, but no leader prior from the United States or any other country with a Western democracy has met with North Korea is they didn't want to legitimize the North Korean dictatorship. So that's been the steadfast policy. President Trump came in and said, no, that's not the policy anymore. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it my way, which I hope is fantastic. Works out well. But it had been the policy of the United States and other Western democracies. You don't, you know, that the president or the head of or Angela Merkel or whomever doesn't meet one-on-one with the president, with the dictator of North Korea, because that legitimizes them and brings them to the table, which is maybe what Kim Jong-un wanted in the first place. He just wanted to, you know, sit at the adults table. He was sick of the kiddie table. He wanted to go. Deb Green, you had some information on Kim Jong-un. Does he speak English or no? What's the deal?
Yeah, so it says here that he studied French, German, and English in school, so he probably understands a good portion of it. But like anybody who took a second language in school, maybe not be able to speak it
sure.
So fluently. So, you know, he'll understand but probably couldn't respond quite the way he meant to.
Gotcha. And there was another thing about Kim Jong-un you had there about English not allowed to be spoken in North Korea.
It's highly discouraged is what it says.
Okay, so if he does make a statement, it probably won't be in English because he doesn't want the North Koreans to think that he's violating their own rules. Taylor's in Bethlehem, T-Bone Pickens. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I was actually calling to talk about Bourdain.
All right, you got about 45 seconds. Are you as heartbroken as I am?
Oh, my, it's affected me the entire, you know, ever since I heard. I looked up to him when I was in culinary school and, you know, just the way that he talked about food and the impacts on culture and bringing people together and just the emotion and just the passion he had for it.
Yeah.
And it's just, ugh, like I stopped in my tracks and about started bawling when I heard about it.
Yeah, so. It hit me pretty hard this weekend. I was watching all they replayed a bunch of the stuff and they did interviews. Really tough. I mean, the guy, I just loved his show. I love food. I love travel, and I loved his perspective. And it really stank. What I found out was he went to college in Vassar, and then transferred to the Culinary Institute of America, which is in the same town that I went to college in. So I'll never get to see Parts Unknown Poughkeepsie. Sad times. I really, really enjoyed his show. Never got to meet him. We did have him on the show once, and we got to play that interview on Friday. All right, we got to get out of here. Let's do Star of the Show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Jamie Dupree 2.0, your star of the show. Welcome back to the WSB Airwaves. Jamie, we love you. We miss you. We really want to know. I'm very happy that Jamie's back, and you'll be able to hear him live on WSB Radio. The full update on WSBRadio.com on Jamie's process to get his voice back on the air. It's pretty cool. Longoria, I don't know what my out time is. Is it 57:20?
Yes.
All right, so I got to get out of here. Sean Hannity next. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Arum. Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. In the meantime, go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.